The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithe on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. When we pray the I Confess at Mass, and we come to the point where we say, through my most grievous fault, and we beat our chest, while we're following the example of the tax collector, it's a sign of a humility that recognizing no matter what's our position in life, whether we're young or old, healthy or sick, rich or poor, we're all sinners. And we need God's mercy. That's the gift that only God can give us, his mercy and the forgiveness of our sins. In the prayer of the Pharisee, it's all about him. God is like a spectator. He's just praising himself in the presence of God. While the tax collector recognizes that God is not a spectator, God is the actor. God is the one who grants mercy. And in the first reading, that's why, you know, the prophet reminds us that in addition to sacrifices and other things, one thing sometimes we don't pay attention to is growing in our knowledge of God. Because in order to have the right relationship with God, we have to know who God is. And if we have the wrong understanding or image of who God is, then we're going to end up with the wrong relationship. The knowledge of God, strive to know God. How often do we make sure that we're growing in our knowledge of God? There's different ways, obviously, we can know God. We can know God through prayers, through the Mass, the sacraments, through nature. But one other way that we can know God is by educating ourselves to mentally, through our brains, to learn more and understand better God. When the last time maybe we read a spiritual book, or a book about the faith, or took a Bible study, it's important for us to grow deeper and deeper in the knowledge of God, because we can never know God completely. No matter how smart we are, no matter how many books we read, no matter how many times we read the Bible, it's like a well that never dries up. One thing is important for us is to continue to grow in our knowledge of God. Because when we know truly who God is, then we are in the right relationship with God and we know those things that we need to do. Those sacrifices that we need to make, the almsgiving that we're called to, the prayers that we need to pray, it all starts with God. God is not a passive God. He's a personal God who desires to have a personal relationship with us. And to keep improving on any relationship, the more we know the other person that we're desiring to have that relationship with, that's how we improve our relationship.